Welcome to the Scuff Podcast, where we talk about U.S. soccer.
It's game day, USA versus El Salvador in Orlando this evening, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm here with Joaquin and Vince. We'll get to the game tonight and a bunch of other stuff on a busy USMNT weekend. But for the first part of this episode, we have a guest. Let me explain. The scoop on Fuller and Balogun going to Orlando was initially reported, not by anyone on Twitter or by the Washington Post, but by a Scuff Discord user named Based Gallagher, who works at a bar in San Diego and served JT Batson, the CEO of U.S. Soccer, drinks on Friday night, March 17, when Batson was in town for the Federation's annual general meeting. While we didn't have the confidence, or I guess I should say I didn't really have the confidence to run with the information.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Well, anyway, Gallagher's here now. We should say hello to him because he's
here. Yeah, well, yeah, he's here. Let me just say, in retrospect, it was a tier one scoop, top tier. And so we brought Gallagher on the podcast to talk about it a little bit before we get to the usual Monday review stuff. Mr. Gallagher, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me on. You know, a first time caller, long time listener. It's a pleasure and honor to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, no problem. And just know I believed in you.
Thanks, Vince. I believe in you too.
From jump. Thank you.
I knew you had my back.
What kind of bar is it that you work at? Can you tell us that?
It is a magical bar, and anyone in the San Diego area should for sure send me a DM on Discord so I can have you come and hang out. It's just a bar. You know, we've got lots of TVs, good for getting your chive stare on, watching some live sports, more soccer these days, lots of UFC. It's pretty chill, low-key Thursday evening when the USSF crew ended up rolling in.
Yeah, we do need to continue to protect the location of the bar just because we probably more soccer officials keep going there. We'll have
we don't That's want what them I'm to saying. Have their... I'm trying to. I don't want to be one and done. I want to make this a recurring thing. So got to keep it a little bit on the DL.
Yeah, it was a Thursday night, wasn't it? I said Friday. It was Thursday, huh?
Thursday, correct? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what was that night like for you before the USSF crew showed up?
Oh man, dude, we had a band that was ass, like no other way to put it. There was just like they were doing like, dude, they were so bad. They were doing like emo covers of songs, and no hate to the music, Yikes. Just to the band, like they're very bad. So it's super dead. My coworker's like, hey, there's like 15 people on the patio, do you want them? I'm like, no, I'm kind of tired of this, you know. She's like, no, I don't want it either. So we do rock, paper, scissors. I end up losing, head out there, and I like see this group. I'm like, oh man, that's a lot of U.S. soccer jackets. But I mean, people rock those for fashion or whatever, so I didn't really think of it. And then gradually, you know, I ended up taking the card to, you know, open up a tab. I look at the name, I'm like, JT Batson. I'm like, that looks familiar. So I go back on my phone and I'm like, that's really familiar. And I go on my phone, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the guy. And I'm like, oh, okay. Text the buddies, see where this goes, and then go out there and try and start riffing with them.
So there was a group of 50, you said?
15 people? 15. 1-5.
15. Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's still all a lovely lot. People.
Anybody else you recognize besides JT?
No, I didn't recognize anybody else other than him. Okay. I only recognized him just because I, you know, kind of caught the name, but no faces were triggered in my brain.
How did you broach the topic of who he was, like you knowing who he was?
So when I dropped off their first round of drinks, I was like, oh, you guys are signing Mourinho, right? And they give like a little chuckle, and they're like, oh, well, if you keep the drinks cheap, then maybe we can afford them. I think I said something like, wait, and I kind of leaned over to him, was like, wait, you're the guy, right? You're like, he's like, yeah, I'm the guy.
You're the guy.
The guy, yeah.
So Gallagher, did you happen to mention any of the praise that I've been heaping on JT Batson on this very podcast to his face? Possibly.
You know, I wish I could say I could, but I didn't. It was more of like a I wanted to, you know, wish him well on his new journey, you know, talking about how I was like, hey, you know, we're all behind you, go team, go all the U.S. soccer team. You know, just trying to hype them up a little bit.
That I is my mistake, right though, Vince.
Gassing
them up.
I feel like you should have been the number one shout out. You know, you are his main guy.
I think that would have been a mistake because you were trying to get into position to gather some information. And if you're mentioning some very serious journalists right up top there, he's probably going to climb up.
Very serious.
Right, I would have blown my cover.
Yeah, it seems like your instincts served you well in this episode. So what did Batson drink?
Bombay soda, very classy. Not gin and tonic, you know, gin soda. Only the most refined people drink that. So I immediately knew not only is this the guy who's going to land Balogun, I would probably trust him with my life.
Yeah, that's true. That's you would know that better than anyone what these drinks can tell us about a person.
I didn't need to walk you. Thank you.
I didn't realize. Maybe I've been living under a rock, but I didn't realize gin and soda was classier than gin and tonic. Is,
I feel like it sure. is. It's just because, like, I think it's like an exclusivity thing. Lots of gin and tonic drinkers out there. Gin and soda is more of a unicorn.
Okay. And he didn't go with the well gin, right? He specifically,
no.
You know, Bombay and soda?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Not as many Guinness drinkers in the group, which is kind of fortunate. I think there's a over tendency for the soccer crew to be Guinness people.
Yeah.
I've never had a Guinness in my life.
Yeah.
Is it
you're
good?
Fine. You're, no.
They're fine. They're fine. There's nothing. It is one of those drinks where if you say you've never had one, it'll raise some eyebrows from people, but I think you're in a pretty good spot in having never had one, and I wouldn't go out of your way.
Okay. It's like, what if a beer was bad and a milkshake was also bad, but it's the same thing?
Yeah.
So, so 1:15 a.m. is when things really heated up on the Discord. 1:15 a.m. Eastern time on Friday. Now
we should frame this. There was once we got first word from Gallagher that he was doing some reporting. Everyone on the East Coast, it was getting late, but we were staying up, and there were more people coming in. Fortunately, Vince was sleeping, so he missed it. But it was one of the most exciting moments in the history of the Scuff Discord.
And there have been a lot of those.
I'm glad it was.
Yeah,
it was one of my favorite moments of my life. I mean, that was fun. You know, once I knew that I had the Discord behind me, I felt like I could really do anything here.
I feel like
he hasn't responded to the email, but I'm pretty sure I can snag this GM job. So thank you to the Discord for having my back. I'll get your back. Make a little simpatico out of it.
So tell us what you said and how he responded with regard to Balogun.
So I think I was dropping off a drink and I was like, oh, here's for the... This one's for the man who's going to land Balogun. And then the crew, like the rest of the group, got a big old chuckle out of it. And then he kind of like was being very coy about it and would just kind of like look down into his drink and then like said something like, come and see in Orlando, check out what's going on in Orlando, something to that effect. And he didn't say much other than that. It was just some sort of like off remark speaking into his drink about Balogun, Orlando, and something being there.
Yeah. And Gallagher, if I have to point out one mistake, like this is the whole reason why Bills couldn't run with it. But like when you put it in the fact that you couldn't get the whole quote it's a mistake, but also the fact that you had the journalistic integrity to not make up a quote.
Yeah, embellish.
You didn't embellish, you just put what you heard. You didn't quite hear it all the way. And this exact message in the Discord says JT says something about quote C .. Orlando, end quote. And for me, that was all I needed. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, for the Big J journalist, I can understand why it was a little, but I mean, come on. When you ask a man about following Balogun and Orlando,
and he utters the word Orlando. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I told Bells after we recorded Wilson Wednesday that like I fully expected that man to be in Orlando. Like, I don't know why, but Mr. Gallagher, you seem like a trustworthy man. So I was like, look,
thank you.
Full steam ahead. Full steam ahead, baby.
It was a little bit of a confusing moment though, right? Because you had somebody else yelling at you. I mean, you were in fact working at
in a loud bar.
Yeah, right. That's a question I've been wanting to ask. Like how bad of a server were you to the actual table that you had under your you know what I'm saying? Like it seems like you were doing a lot of fraternizing over here with the US soccer people. But I assume you had this. You had another table that needed
fortunately
your
assistant. Fortunately, the band was so ass that there was like five people inside. I had like nothing going on. They're scaring everybody out. So and then the USSF crew were smart enough to sit outside where we could close the windows and protect their ears a little bit. I for sure was way too fanboy about JT Batson though. I was like everything he was saying. I was like so interested listening. So I probably wasn't the most attentive to the rest of the crew and kind of like obviously giving him more attention or whatever. But there was no one else to divide my attention. No other tables. These were the Discord and the soccer crew were the only things going on in my opinion.
Okay. Okay.
Where were you messaging the Discord from? From like the kitchen or?
Kitchen, back service station. I would like pop in there. I would feel the love of the Discord and I would get myself hyped up, head back out there. I would like sometimes I was keeping up with like the, oh, you should say this, you should say this. And I'd go out there and regurgitate some lines, be a little puppet for the Discord.
Man, it is true though. When you get like 29 emoji reactions to a comment, it's really. It'll
there's
juice
nothing
you up,
like
for
it
for sure.
Oh, I'm still juiced on it. I mean, it's the love, the energy, the positivity. I've been telling my parents, I'm like, guys, I'm kind of popular on a medium sized Discord right now, and they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, no, it's cool,
Let's see. So what's your theory on how the news got out on Twitter? It was probably hip Jorge, wasn't it? He probably told his group chat.
I'm not trying to, say I'm the guy with the scoops, but I already knew it was true, so I haven't even been keeping up. Was it like Edgar or something like that? I mean, honestly, I knew it in my soul already that what was going on, so the other people chirping didn't really catch my ear.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
from your position. Yeah.
From I'm above it. I mean, come on. I'm Johnny Scoops.
you got the scoop. You have kind of a relationship with the story that's a lot closer to all of us. Do you have any sense of what exactly is going on with Balogun? He's traveling all over Florida, visiting a ton of different cool places, sporting events. He's in pools, throwing footballs to children. He took a picture of himself looking at the security screen in Walgreens. What's your read on what's going on?
Oh my gosh. I mean, okay. I feel like the most obvious answer would be that he's just, taking a tour of the U.S., getting shown around, trying to get converted over to Team USA. But part of me wants to think that this is just like an elaborate ruse and we're getting hustled. I mean, how incredible would it be if not only did he bail out of the U21 camp for England with the alleged injury to only be around going to, NBA events and hang out at the pool and train in Orlando, but then he actually just is using this to make his way into the England national team. That would be incredibly saucy. And part of me, even though it hurt, wants it just because it'd be funny.
I'd have to respect that. And part of me might also want that, except that I recently made a point of staking my entire reputation on him. So I have a lot riding on this. If he doesn't, I think I'd probably have to leave this podcast, unfortunately.
Yeah, it'd be terrifying if he doesn't. I mean, if it doesn't happen, then plus two, why am I even here on this podcast? I mean, what would be the point of any of it?
No. I think there's still a great deal of a point to it, even if he doesn't choose to play for us. But anyway, go ahead, Vince.
Kind of forgot. Yeah. I've seen people like phrase it. Like I think y'all brought it up on the emergency pod, but just the framing it as an official visit. kind of like a college type deal, which mm-hmm. I definitely encouraged my brother to go on official visits to colleges that he was not going to go to ever. Like, and mm-hmm. he definitely knew for sure he wasn't going to go. So I mean, I guess that possibility is viable. You know what I'm saying? Do I want to go to this England U21 camp, or do I want to all expense paid, JT Batson red carpet laid, excursion in Florida? You know what I'm saying? I would probably pick that one, but
yeah, that's a no brainer right there. Yeah.
But it has to be. There's just no way this can be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that USSF was involved in getting him those like courtside Orlando tickets or any yes. of his stuff? Yes. Like, do you think that was them?
I do. All of it. Yeah. All of it was them. Like I mean, shoot, when he went to that
because the Magic and the Yankees don't.
Yeah, when he went to the Yankees spring training, I think it was Tommy Canley, reliever. For the Yankees, supposed large soccer fan. You know, he had on a jersey yeah. and shorts and US shorts. You know what I'm saying? Like this was and the whole fact that, you know, the Magic had jerseys for him, Yankees had jerseys, like it had to be coordinated mm-hmm. From the top, from Mr. JT.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, mm-hmm. Gallagher, is they wanted to keep hanging out with you, right? JT and his crew, like they were like, come with us,
basically. So okay, JT, he was like, hey, like swing by our hotel tomorrow, we got like some events going on, but like we'll hook you up with some swag, and then we'll see if there's free time or whatever. It was just kind of like a hey, like come down, grab a free snazzy jacket and sunglasses thing, I think, more than anything. I went down like first thing in the morning because I woke up and I was like, okay, gotta show face, gotta try and impress Mr. CEO man and see what happens. I just got down there and spoke to some lovely, staffers for the USSF because they were doing their meetings in their hotel. And yeah, everyone was lovely. The USSF crew, all great people. Everyone I interacted with was very nice, very polite. Nothing but good things to speak of the Federation and their folks.
And you did though get a picture with JT, which there was some theorizing in that this may have been the first time a stranger has ever asked him for a picture in public.
I think that was right. I think that's true. I think that's maybe why he was a bit more approachable or loose with stuff, was just probably because this is not a common occurrence for a guy who, I think he was a CEO of some sort of a tech company or website that manages refereeing, youth soccer refereeing, into being, like someone said on the Discord, like the CEO of a medium-sized NGO. You know, it probably doesn't get a whole lot of picture requests.
Yeah.
No. I remember when Sanjay and I went in Orlando, you know, a year ago, went to breakfast after the game, the day after the game, and somebody asked me for a picture. That was maybe the first time anybody's asked me for a picture. And, you know, it feels good. You know, let me ask.
Just real quick, Bills, I'm sorry. But yeah, like Orlando is probably the peak of like whatever type of Z-list celebrity that you are, you know what I'm saying? and me too, bro, because like there was just so many people meeting, like even like not even just at the tailgate, like I like walk into the stadium and sit down at my seat and like talk to this dude behind me, and he's like, hey man, are you Vince? And I was like, yeah. I don't know. There's just something about Orlando, man. Something about Orlando.
It's magic. Oh. It's a magical place. Hey, I gotta.
No, go I was ahead, just saying, oh, the great, you said Orlando and magic. That was on purpose, right?
Kind of on accident, but then let's pretend it was on purpose. But so here's my question. The last question I have for you. JT Batson, you know, he gets gassed up a lot on this podcast for sure, and so far seems justified. Experiencing him in the wild as, like, you know, mano y mano, a real person in a real place. What do you make of the cut of his jib?
I liked him. I thought like the bar I work at, every now and then we'll get like actors and stuff coming in, especially during Comic-Con, and some of them are a lot more standoffish and just kind of like, okay, yeah, sure, like whatever, thanks buddy, get out of here. John Cena's a great guy though. You ever meet John Cena? He's cool. But JT, one of the cool things about him was that he was like super approachable, very, very willing to talk shop, like someone said in the Discord, which is nice to see, especially from a suit. I mean, most of the suits that come in are spiteful people, petty tyrants, but you know, he's easily the coolest of the suits I've served there before.
He's a non-profit suit. You know what I'm saying? There's a big difference. Suit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it was cool. It seemed like had solid rapport with the underlings. Had a nice way of kind of speaking to people below him in rank, which I thought was kind of cool. Respected that.
He was picking up the tab, right? I assume, because you ran the card.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Doing a good job. He's doing the table hosting. You know, it's like, oh, this person needs a drink. This person needs a drink. And I was like, respect. You know, that's what the boss should be doing. You know, being the little patriarch of the table.
Did he seem quick-witted?
Yes. Yeah. I'd say the whole crew seemed rather quick-witted. Lots of chirpy banter when everyone was vibing. Absolutely.
I love it, man.
It was cool to see him. I mean, like, I thought everyone was very, very fun for engaging with me. You know, good table. I would serve him again for sure. I think everyone was, like, so bilingual with women's soccer. It was really impressive. I was like, oh, boy, I'm struggling to keep up here. That was cool. And then there seemed to be solid rapport amongst all the different people working there. I definitely appreciated them, you know, riffing with some server mortal, you know, about the inner goings of what's actually happening at the Federation.
Right. And I assume, like, did you see their, like, eyes light up when they realized that they were talking to a true sicko? You know what I'm saying? like the first time dropped, like, Mourinho or Balogun.
Yeah. The Mourinho one didn't. I don't think it triggered the full sicko. But once we started riffing about, like, Balogun and Gio Reyna's limited role, they for sure started giving a lot more just because they could see that it was deeply diseased.
They gave you something on Gio Reyna's? I have to ask because...
Oh.
What did they say?
It was more like I riffed about it and then everyone got kind of quiet. Didn't like that. But I did repeat the scuff line about how the Reyna drama proves that we're finally a real soccer country, and everyone got a real kick out of that. I think that might have gotten the most guts busted as their laughter.
All right. Man, this is great. This is great. You know, they say never meet your heroes. But with everything I'm hearing about Mr. Batson, you know what I'm saying? He's everything I expected. I expect he's that guy.
Yeah. You guys are great.
Jib
too.
Check
nice
approved.
To meet you.
I thought you were talking about Gallagher.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, yep. You guys got any more questions for him?
Just kudos, thanks, all of that for just great, great work. Great work, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting up. Thanks for jumping on early with us. It's earlier there, obviously, than it is here. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciated.
So you're not just only a bartender, right, Mr. Gallagher?
Correct. Yeah. I'm also a professor. So if a junior college near you is looking for someone to teach political science, give me a call or DM or whatever. That is my day job.
Okay.
Yeah, just doesn't pay.
Okay. Understood. Understood.
Any closing thoughts from either first, Waki, do you have any more questions for him?
I don't.
Okay.
I think I'm not going to ask about the tip. I think we keep that. I want to know. That's between them and their server. That would be my question, though.
Yeah, that's between JT, Gallagher, and God, I guess. Yeah. And yeah. Gallagher, any closing thoughts for us?
Just again, thanks for having me on. I think I've been listening to this podcast since at least like 2019, maybe 2018. Oh, baby. I don't know. It's been a minute, so this is really fun to be here. I've been telling all my friends, my guys, I've got my favorite soccer podcast. This is crazy. So thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Say roll Aztecs, Final Four. Let's keep it going.
Well, I'll be rooting for the Aztecs now.
Thank you, for sure. Thank you. I appreciate it, Joaquin.
The rest of the Monday Review is behind the paywall. If you want to listen to that and Monday Reviews every week, join the Patreon. The link is in the show notes. We'll see ya.